Hello, this is Doug Washburn for the Harford County Public Library. Today is the 25th of September, 2006, and I'm with Marchant Hall of Darlington. Mr. Hall, thank you for taking time with us today. Well, we usually start at least when where you were born and when.
When? It was an accident. And where? It was Rumford, Maine. Where else?
Well, Rumford, Maine. Okay.
Yeah. It's a good place to be from.
Okay. Was it? I guess it was cold.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, I know that your main subject that you would like to talk about today is the Deer Creek Watershed Association. So why don't you tell us some of the history of that?
Okay. It just happens that I've got a few notes to remind me. I'm going to give you, by the way, some material. This is our objective and so forth. And here, done by Monroe Duke, is, I guess, about 30 items we've been involved in the year our position was opposed or proposed. And success. It just happens that all yeses, successful.
Very good.
Largely due to Monroe Duke, so that you may use as you see fit.
Okay, thank you.
But there are several that I think are significantly in my mind, and I made some notes. If you open up to that list of items, the first one, the full page. County water supply, 50 million gallons a day withdrawal. Yeah. One of our neighbors saw an article in the paper in 1965 that the county was proposing to go up Deer Creek above Route 1 and tap it to the tune of 10 million gallons a day for county use, Bel Air and the like. Well, she doesn't want any publicity, but she went up and down the street and talking to quite a few people. And the one person she found who was interested was Monroe Duke. And I was like, finally gold. Okay. We didn't like the idea that our riparian rights might be badly affected. You may know that domestic supply takes a higher priority than industry or farming. There are farmers who water crops with it. They feed animals. And it's vital to them. And they don't use it every day. But we didn't think that should be liberated. And we thought there'd not be enough of Deer Creek left to hardly be worth talking about. So that was our first project. That was in 65-7. We opposed it and got enough people with us so that that thing was killed. There are several here, and you may look at them, but let's say number two, Engineering Advisory Committee for the County Commissioners. Did you know Arthur Gompf?
No, sir.
He was a professional engineer and a very fine one, and he was one of our directors, and he, I'm quite sure, headed up that committee, and they did all kinds of chores of a technical nature for the county commissioners. Okay? Item five, reservoir on Deer Creek for Baltimore Regional Water Supply. We have to back up a bit. The big inch, a 9-foot diameter pipe made to take water from Susquehanna down to Baltimore and so forth. It finished after many years. I never knew the cost, and I don't think they want you to know the cost. But they tried it, and they got what they called a red water problem. Investigation showed that it was residual seepage from mines in Pennsylvania, some perhaps no longer in use. Well, that did not make for potable water. And so somebody, I know not who, came up with the idea, we'll go down below Route 161 and put up a dam. The number in my mind I stick is 120 feet. That's a pretty tall dam. I tried to check these out and couldn't find, but that's essentially right. It would flood back Deer Creek, this whole valley, to the tune of, I think, again, the number was about 5,000 acres. Something like 17 pre-Revolutionary War homes would be inundated, out of business. And obviously, the reservoir might be pretty, but it would certainly change the valley a great deal. Well, we contested that, and so did a lot of people with us, and we were successful. I'd be interested in knowing how they cured the red water problem. I couldn't find anybody around long enough to know. Monroe would know, but he's not well. Then go down a few more, change county government from commissioner form to charter. In other words, we had, I think it was 5 commissioners, typical farmers and so forth, and they ran the government. They could not do much legislating. Most significant legislation had to go to Annapolis, which was not a good thing. So we thought the charter government, with all its failings, was a more efficient form of government for a growing outfit, and we worked on it, and a lot of other people did, and we got charter government, and that would have been 1972. Okay, so we proposed yes. Because of that, Monroe was persuaded to run for county executive, which was coming into being. Frankly, I don't think he wanted the job, but if he could put up the politics, he'd have done a superb job. In fact, he ran twice. And the local joke is that I was his fundraiser and didn't raise enough funds. That's a good joke. But he'd have been a good man. Okay. I've got these all marked on your copy too. These were just a few that I thought were worthwhile. The second one on the next page. Harford County Agricultural Land Preservation Program. You probably are reasonably familiar with that.
Yes, sir.
It was, the state had a similar program to the counties. Our land is in it. We didn't realize we would do that, but we did, so it can't be developed. And the estimate is there are 5,000 acres in the Darlington area in this program, which can never be developed. And in the county, about 30,000. So if you like the rural aspect of the county, getting that through, and we were instrumental in it, was a major step. And finally, the last one, Aberdeen City application to use Deer Creek as a supply of water. This started in 1999, and is still dragging a little bit, but I think it's a dead duck, whatever you want to call it. They said, well, we have 5 wells, and they're not doing too well. Well. And now, we've bid to supply water to the proving ground. The pipes are already working and so forth. And we need more water. Now, there is the big inch. I think the county is entitled to maybe 20% of the water, and I'm not sure the big inch has been used, but it's there. They said it would be less expensive to tap Deer Creek for their needs than using the big inch. There was some small charge on it. They very conveniently ignored quite a few expenses, so it was just not right in period. Well, we and a lot of others opposed that. In order to go ahead, they have that permit approved by Maryland Department of Environment and also by SRBC, Susquehanna River Basin Commission. That commission comprises a representative, I think, of Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, and one representative of Proving Ground. You had to put up, I don't know, $50,000 or more just to get them to consider it. And there was a lot of pressure for and against. But it is still dangling, but seems to be pretty much on its last legs. And they are now talking about desalinating the bay water, which maybe is a very good thing. Okay? So those are some of the major items we've been involved in. If you want to just go back to that list, item 4, gauging station and water sampling program. You need to know where you're going to know where you want to go, and this was a good thing. It was, item 6, reorganize county planning and zoning department. It was proposed by us, approved by a lot of other people, and it went through. But my impression is that it is, for all its weaknesses, if you think there are some, I think the organization is much better set up to do the job than it was originally constituted, and we were certainly instrumental in that. Citizens Advisory Committee for Susquehanna State Park, that's kind of obvious. Preparation for Deer Creek Scenic River Plan, again, obvious. I thought I'd hit one or two more. That Land Preservation Program, Natural Lands Trust, we were instrumental in that effort. Oh, there is always a question when one goes in or a developer goes in and says, here's a chunk of land, be it 3 acres or 300. We want to build a house on it. And so you have some long-term costs, whether you ignore them or not, they're there. For instance, in the long run, it's going to affect the amount of road usage and wear and tear. It's going to require more schools and so forth and so forth. And if you face it up front, okay, one way to face it is to make an estimate of the cost of that and have that be a cost of getting a permit. Okay. Well, I think that is somewhat successful. And we got, by the way, a contractor to do the job. I'm looking. I think those are some of the significant ones, but you have a list of them to do as you see fit.
How many members do you have?
You have to define what a member is. If you mean a dues-paying member, that's one thing. If you're somebody on the mailing list, that's another thing. And we have as many as 400 or 500 people on a mailing list, and we try to put out a board 2 or 3 times a year. It's multi-page, and as a matter of fact, I think you may have a copy of it there, but if not, I'll get you one. The number of dues payers is much smaller than that, and it varies. But we have something like 400 or 500 people who are listening to what we say.
And was the start of the organization in 65 when this first...
That precipitated it.
Mm-hmm. And you had lived in Harford County for many years before this?
We came in 57.
57, okay. So you've been around a while.
We've been in Tulsa before.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My wife wanted a farm and wanted land. And we bought this 70 acres. Please delete this, but it amuses me.
I can.
Okay, well, you can do it physically. We bought 70 acres in a rundown.
Well, let me turn off the recorder temporarily, okay?
Just for your information.